Long Way Home by Michael Morpurgo. Chapter 1. The car purred comfortably, and George was bored with looking out of the window. He glanced down as Mrs. Thomas changed gear, and he noticed that she had rather fat legs. She wore thick stockings that wrinkled at the ankles. He didn't like fat legs. Mrs. Thomas had been his social worker for as long as he could remember, but he'd never noticed her legs before. She half turned her head, and George looked away quickly, hoping she hadn't seen him staring. He felt his face flush, but it went away quickly. "They're really very nice people, George," she said. "I've known them for years now. I know you'll like Mr. and Mrs. Dyer. They work on the farm all by themselves, you know. Must be very hard work, I should think. Could do with some help, I expect. You've never lived on a farm before, have you, George?"
"No," said George.
"Well, there'll be a lot for you to learn. They'll keep you busy, I shouldn't wonder."
"I told you, I don't want to go."
"But, George, there's hardly anyone left at the home, no one your age anyway. They're all on holiday." She changed gear badly again, and the Mini judded along painfully at 20 miles an hour in top gear.
"I don't care," George muttered.
"And anyway, it's good for you to get away sometimes. Good for everyone. We all need a change, don't we?"
"When can I come back?"
"Try not to think of that, George. You'll enjoy it. Really, you will."
"When?" George insisted, turning to look at her.
"Well, term starts again early in September. You'll have to go back for that. But they're nice people, George. It's a lovely place, and I know they're looking forward to having you."
Mrs. Thomas had known George all his life, ever since he first came to live at the home when he was 3 years old, and this was a conversation she'd been through with him every time she'd taken him to new foster parents. She knew her credibility must be wearing very thin. Every time they were going to be...